The Nordic Resistance Movement is a pan-Nordic third position political party stemming out of Sweden, Norway, and Finland. So let's get into the political platform of the Nordic Resistance Movement to see what and why they believe. All quotes will be taken from The Path, the Nordic Resistance Movement's manifesto and political platform. First, a little from the introduction, a little bit on how the platform was created. This party program was drafted over the period of several intensive months near the end of 2015. It is authored by four people who, at the time, represented the advisory committee of the Nordic Resistance Movement in Sweden. Each member of the advisory committee was assigned an area of study that best corresponded to their area of expertise. Each area of study was then discussed as a group during numerous meetings. The project was led by Simon Lindberg, the head of the organization. And speaking of Simon, I also have a one-on-one interview with him underneath the Fascist Maxims channel, and that'll be linked in the description. And also, speaking of the pronunciation of the name Simon Lindberg, I will be Americanizing all pronunciations in this video. Considerably more people have been involved in the process. When the advisory committee considered the party platform to be complete, it was sent out for peer review to the individual district leaders, establishment members of the organization, and a handful of other selected party members. All provided critical observations and suggestions, which the advisory committee took into account. Leading figures in Norway and Finland have also examined the content and provided input. The results have been a meticulously formulated party platform where literally every word has been scrutinized. It is a comprehensive work where both the political aspirations of the Nordic Resistance Movement and the National Socialist worldview come to fruition. So the four people produce the platform, pass it around, get it out there, get a lot of eyes on it, then get some criticisms, come back, fix things up, tighten it up a little bit, and then they have their final product. Trying to do their due diligence in creating a platform that not only represents the Nordic people and has the opinions of more just than a few people as they're going forward with this platform, but making sure they have all bases covered once they take on the national media and, you know, every other pusher of international globalism that will definitely be against any kind of nationalist movement. Our path is now laid out in a thorough and comprehensive party platform and is both revolutionary and ambitious. We have taken the first steps towards a new geopolicy for the entire Nordic nation, and presented a modern and adapted form of National Socialism, which we could call Nordic National Socialism. Our policies will henceforth be developed with this platform as a template. This party platform is not meant to be exclusively for Sweden and the Swedish people. On the contrary, this text will eventually be translated into each of the respective Nordic languages as well as English. We know that these policies, with a few local adjustments, would be very suitable for most of the nations of our world, and that all mankind would be considerably more prosperous if more people embraced our ideals. And once again, very important third position thought is that, like what they're saying, we know with these policies, with few local adjustments, the core always being the same in third position thought, but always having local adjustments in said countries. Alright, let's get on with the platform now. Number 1. Immediately stop the mass immigration, repatriation of the majority of all who are not Northern European or of closely related descent is to begin as soon as possible. They are to be returned to their respective countries of origin or neighboring regions in the most humane way possible. Our racial survival and freedom is the most important goal of the political efforts of the Nordic Resistance Movement. Against this goal, there are many threats, including the most alarming and urgent today, which is the mass immigration of foreign races into Nordic countries. This, in combination with the current lower birth rate of Nordic women in comparison to immigrants, and the fact that the immigrated foreigners sometimes conceive with Nordic women and men, result in a diminishing of the ethnically Nordic population in relation to the non-Nordic population. The so-called multiculturalism and mass immigration is in actuality a physical displacement and genocide of the Nordic people. Stop mass immigration. Since 1975, hostile forces have deliberately sanctioned immigration to the Nordic countries without consideration for the cultural and racial survival of the Nordic people. In 1975, it was decided to make Sweden multicultural. This was done without support from the people, and as a result of the considerable amount of lobbying which masqueraded as a debate in the Jewish-owned media in Sweden. Mass immigration is an enormous demographic problem, and some analysts predict that ethnic Swedes will be a minority in their own country in just 10 to 15 years. We believe that a mere limitation on immigration will simply postpone the problem. So much like the Seller Act in the 60s, I believe it was 65 in America, in 1975 in Sweden, you have your similar kind of act where you see how fast, he's saying 10, 15 years from when this was written in 2015, that the Swedes would already become a minority in their own country. And that's just from opening the floodgates in 1975, and especially in our current day with this flow of, you know, quote-unquote refugees from the Middle East. The Nordic resistance movement will, so to deal with this, introduce a complete halt of all non-Nordic immigration. This is applied without any exceptions, at least until the repatriation process is complete. Significantly, strengthen border controls in the Nordic region. This is also necessary to hinder crime and trafficking across the border. Initiate repatriation. The government will arrange transportation for each foreigner back to their country of origin or to the closest country that is at peace and willing to accept them. Exceptions from the forced repatriation could be made in specific cases. For example, where there is a direct medical risk should the individual be moved, for adoptees, for interracial individuals, and those born in Nordic countries without any kin or connection to the homeland of their ancestors. People who have significantly aided the Nordic people can be named honorary citizens and allowed to remain. Any non-Nordic people allowed to remain in the country will never constitute a large enough number to threaten the long-term survival of our people. So there's some pragmatism in there. It's not often these movements are painted as we hate everyone who's not us, so we want you out of our country. No, they just want to survive. They just want Swedish culture to remain Swedish. They want Sweden to remain Sweden. They want blonde hair and blue-eyed people to be around 1,000 years from now. And I don't think those are irrational demands. But in Sweden, as they're pointing out, most of the foreigners are relatively new to the country. So it is not that much of a culture shock to them to return to where they came from. In many cases, you're talking first, at most, second generation people here. We go on. The Nordic resistance movement will establish a government institution that will effectively and with the aid of modern genetic profiling racially assess all people who have acquired citizenship after 1975 and their descendants. Those who have arrived before 1975 could lose their citizenship if they are convicted of malicious activities. Promptly begin returning the majority of racial foreigners situated within the borders of the Nordic region. This will be done in the most humane way possible to prevent any more hardship than necessary. Ethnic Northern European or closely related people. There are different races in our world with not only visual but mental characteristic differences, including intelligence, character, and personality traits. This is an undeniable truth, shown in both scientific research as well as common sense. Our opposition to immigration is mainly based on racial policy, whereby we wish to preserve our people. Our goal is not to first and foremost create a completely pure Nordic race, but rather to preserve the Nordic people as they are today, where the Nordic racial type is the dominating element in the Nordic gene pool. In other words, we mean that a majority of the indigenous people from the so-called Western world would be permitted to stay in the Nordic countries with full citizen rights, regardless of when they came into the country. The Nordic resistance movement will secure the fundamental needs of the Nordic people first, before we commit our resources to other countries. Provide a generous foreign aid policy, as is fiscally possible, for countries that follow the ethical rules our future state will establish. Provide aid with humanitarian actions in disaster areas and counter-imperialism. Future immigration policy of the Nordic nation. Once mass immigration has been stopped and the repatriation process completed, we would be able to cautiously reopen the borders of the Nordic nation. At this time, a controlled immigration could be allowed for closely related ethnic groups. The free Nordic nation could also grant asylum to racial kinsmen from around the world who have been persecuted due to their race or their political affiliation. So, like in Israel for white people. Much needed, I may add. The Nordic resistance movement will pursue a responsible immigration policy that does not risk harming our Nordic racial composition. Grant asylum to racial kin who are being persecuted elsewhere in the world. Okay, so that was their immigration policies and their concerns and demographics. We go on to point number two now. By all available means and with long-term perspective, work to regain power from the global Zionist elite who have economically and militarily occupied the greater part of our world. So yeah, they're just going to flat out name them. They don't even give a shit. I mean, when your symbol is that of something that represents Tyr, a war god, I mean, you just have to go hard from the start. The global Zionist elite. The current goal of the global Zionist elite is not only to promote the state of Israel, but also to contribute to the long-term instability in all nations who may pose a threat to their power structure. This includes, not least, the ethnically homogeneous countries of the Western world. Therefore, all global Zionists work towards not only multiculturalism and mass immigration, but other socially disintegrating ideologies such as liberalism and norm-dissolving cultural Marxism. The Jewish racism was formulated several thousand years ago in their own religious scripts and way of life. From the five books of Moses to the contemporary Jewish statesmen, rabbis, and ideologists such as Ariel Sharon, Avdia Yosef, and Barbara Sprechter, the Jewish people have been described as God's chosen, holding a special right to rule the world. Even non-Jews include themselves in the global Zionist elite, motivated by either their own religion or egoism. It should be noted that not all Jews are Zionist, and that there are Jews who stand against the Zionist endeavor for power. The Nordic resistance movement will disseminate information within the Nordic nation so the entire population has clear understanding of how the Zionists work to destabilize and divide. Disseminate information across the world and expose the illicit operations of the Zionists in order to get more nations and governments to take a stand. Establish alternatives to all adversarial infrastructures, companies, and cultural institutions, etc. Prohibit malicious and secret societies engaging in subversive operations to go against their world order. In modern history, all nations that have attempted to stand against the ruling world order have had wars waged upon them. This is, in a worst-case scenario, something that the new Nordic nation will have to count on. Our efforts will therefore include allying ourselves with other nations and governments willing to break free from modern globalist enslavement. Many other nations and governments have noticed and are aware of these injustices, and we are convinced that we have allies who have not yet made themselves known. The Nordic resistance movement will ally ourselves with nations/governments and other factions that may be willing to help topple the global world order. Ensure that the attack against the new Nordic nation would result in immediate, dire consequences for the enemy. Number 3. together with the remaining Nordic countries, create a self-sufficient Nordic nation with joint military, currency, and central bank, and universal laws and rules. This will necessitate an immediate withdrawal from the European Union and any other similar anti-Nordic coalitions. The Nordic region primarily consists of Denmark, Finland, Iceland, Norway, and Sweden. The similarities in origin, culture, language, disposition, and geographical location makes for ideal circumstances for a successful unification. One could say that the dissimilarities between the countries are comparable to those between two neighboring provinces within a country. Although folk art traditions distinguish provinces from one another, neither are negatively affected by these differences. The same would apply to the countries in the Nordic nation. If we are unable to unite under a self-preservation regime, the Nordic region and her people will cease to exist. The Nordic resistance movement will immediately demand the withdrawal from membership of the European Union and any similar anti-Nordic coalitions. Unite the Nordic countries to a single state, the Nordic nation. Ensure that the united Nordic nations will be able to assert itself militarily, economically, and culturally. Local differences. All the Nordic countries are to retain their respective languages. The unique qualities and nuances within the Nordic cultural sphere are to be safeguarded. Minorities such as the Sami and the Inuit are to retain their culture and ethnicity. Regional laws may remain, but are to be pinned to a common constitution for the Nordic nation. So pull the resources of all these smaller Nordic countries together to strengthen themselves, but at the same time maintaining their specific nationalized cultures and traditions. The Nordic resistance movement will draft a constitution for the new Nordic nation, encourage regional issues to be addressed by regional jurisdictions, emphasize the Nordic culture, history, and unique regional characteristics. A self-sufficient nation. The Nordic resistance movement is not fundamentally against the importation of goods. On the contrary, we see great opportunities in trading goods and services with friendly nations. However, the free Nordic nation will be self-sufficient enough to never find themselves dependent on the outside world. The Nordic region is rich in natural resources, including forest, fertile soil, mineral deposits, fishing, gas, and oil. The resources we have available to us will be managed well. While we are rich in natural resources in relation to our population, our burden on nature may never exceed what it can handle. The Nordic resistance movement will meet and exceed the goal of total self-sufficiency. Maintain a vibrant countryside with both meat and grain production. Introduce a customs fee on all imported goods otherwise able to be produced within the Nordic nation. So tax the things that are coming in that can also be produced within the nation, so to persuade people to buy local, essentially. Create a developed and modern industry base covering all the needs of our people. Nationalize the monetary infrastructure. The current banking system, fractional reserve banking, enables privately owned banks to create credit. In other words, to create money out of thin air. A majority of the money circulating in our financial system is created in this way. Money today is simply numbers in a computer system with only about 3% existing as physical currency. There is no real value equated to the amount of money in circulation. The government, and more importantly the people, have essentially no control over the system. This entire construction provides a complex way for the banking elite to rob countries and individuals of their resources. The prevailing financial order must be fundamentally changed. The Nordic nation will have its own government-controlled central bank that will have exclusive rights on creating money intended to enter into circulation. The money in circulation will be equal to the combination and production potential and work effort of the Nordic nation. Trade agreements are to be immediately established with other free nations that have left the Zionist financial order. The Nordic nation will not, as is the current practice in Sweden, borrow money to pay for its welfare. To live a life of short-sighted luxury, which we will have a national debt for our children and grandchildren, is not in line with our national socialist values. the Nordic resistance movement will leave the current financial order, establish a government-controlled central bank with exclusive rights on creating money, abolish the interest rate, introduce a withholding fee for those who choose to withhold significant amounts of capital from circulation. Right, number four, establish a powerful government with a strong oversight by the people. Positions of leadership will be awarded based on competence. And the first and foremost goal of the government will be to work for the good of the people and for their preservation. The right to freedom of speech will be extensive and protected. A common misconception created through the extensive propaganda over the course of many decades is that proponents of the National Socialist worldview support dictatorship and oppose democracy. We are undoubtedly opponents to much of what has come to be associated with the democracy of recent decades, such as mass immigration, feminism, and anti-nationalism. However, in our future society, governing by the people, the right to civic participation, the freedom of association, and freedom of speech are all central rights guaranteed to each citizen. The government is the people the government. A government must adapt and be formed by the racial and cultural characteristics of its people. A well-functioning form of government in the Nordic nation may, for example, not be well-suited to other world regions such as China, Somalia, or Brazil. How well-functioning a government is should not be first and foremost measured by its GDP, but rather how well it manages to adapt and adjust in order to support the well-being and survival of its own people. Our government is currently in the process of eradicating its own ethnic people, which is as far from a successful government as one can come. Speaking plainly, the government we live under today is criminal and truly insane in this very nature. The government should not be an end, but rather a means. It provides favorable conditions for the creation and preservation of culture, but it does not create it itself. The presence of a higher humanity does not exist as a result of the government, but rather through the existence of the people who uphold the government and its values. The government of the Nordic Resistance Movement is not loyal to class, it is loyal to race. It does not aim to improve conditions for the rich at the expense of the poor, to favor the youth at the expense of the elderly, to aid men at the expense of women, or vice versa. It aims to do what is best for the people as a whole. Citizenship. Only citizens have the right to vote in elections and to take part in the governing of the Nordic nation. Government agencies and operations will almost exclusively hire people who hold citizenship. One becomes a citizen if both parents are Nordic citizens, or if one parent is a Nordic citizen and the other is of a closely related race. Racially related people who are, in the future, allowed to immigrate to the Nordic nation will be granted citizenship should they swear loyalty to the Nordic nation. A few individuals of foreign races who have excelled in the struggle for freedom for the Nordic nation could be nominated as honorary citizens. Honorary citizens have had the same rights as regular citizens. Honorary citizens have the right to permanently settle in the Nordic nation with their immediate family. Peoples whose loyalty are determined to lie with a foreign nation and or whose interests collide with the Nordic nation may be deprived of their Nordic citizenship. Inheritance of power and the monarchy. The Nordic resistance movement wants to give all citizens born in the future Nordic nation equal opportunities and obligations. Allowing power to be inherited has, throughout history, been used by rich and influential families to retain power. Both the nobility and the royal family, as well as owners of large corporations, have time and again shown their reluctance to relinquish their power to anyone beyond their family, even when it would have been for the benefit of the nation's people, the workers, and the corporation itself. We seek, instead, to optimize a search for competent leaders. We will strive for talent from all classes of society and from all backgrounds. We will give all citizens the opportunity to rise to any government position they master and see to it that their abilities are utilized to the benefit of all. We will also ensure that the population of the Nordic nation is loyal to their government and race and that each and everyone understands that this loyalty is the basis for creating a forward-thinking and modern state. The Nordic resistance movement will relinquish the monarchy of all their power and economical and material benefits. Ensure that state employees are always chosen based upon competence and not by class, family, or personal ties. Promote a culture where leaders of private corporations prioritize competence and the greater good of the people when placing individuals in positions of power. Future governance. We intend to build a powerful nation with a strong and competent leadership, where leadership is paired with responsibility and liability to guarantee the well-being and preservation of the people. Those in positions of leadership must also ensure that the people have a genuine right to civic participation and guarantee a society where true democracy is evident. The Nordic resistance movement, upon rising to power, will create an all-Nordic Senate. The senators will consist of competent individuals, handpicked directly from all societal arenas, including civil administration, private companies and corporations, scientific institutions, and the Nordic military forces. Senators are to be chosen from those individuals who have consistently distinguished themselves through actions favoring society and the good of its people. Senators will not be selected from today's career politicians conflicted by their loyalty to their party alone, as we see today. The Senate would then be tasked with choosing a leader for the nation through a closed election. The senators would look for a person who has distinguished themselves in life, overcome trials, shown great resolve, and illustrated a strong sense of judgment in stressful situations. The individual should be of upstanding character and considered incorruptible. Once the leader is chosen, the senators would then be tasked with acting as ministers and advisors to the elected leader. The Senate will also have the power to impeach the leader or individual senators if the situation so requires. When a senator, for whatever reason, leaves his post, the remaining senators will choose a suitable replacement, using the same guidelines that were applied to them when they themselves were chosen. The leader, with the help of the Senate, will be tasked with decision-making in all major issues that affect the people, the country, and the future of the nation. The leader will be expected to execute decisions swiftly and efficiently, without unnecessary bureaucracy, and with results aimed for the good of the people. This individual decision-making means a heavy responsibility for the leader, and they will bear the responsibility and accept all consequences for these decisions, whether good or bad. This level of liability will force the leaders to take true responsibility for their actions, which is completely different from what we see with the heads of state today. In the free and united Nordic nation, we will also establish an all-Nordic parliament. The members of the parliament, stemming from the entirety of the Nordic nation, will be elected by the people through continual and local elections. A multiple-party system will not be needed. The parliament will be the legislative assembly advancing political issues and, such as, acting as the voice of the people before the Senate. Additionally, the parliament will be granted the power of approving Senate's choice of the leader of the Nordic nation. The Nordic resistance movement will appoint an all-Nordic Senate with competent individuals who have consistently distinguished themselves in their lives through actions taken for the good of the people. Allow the Senate to appoint a leader for the Nordic nation who, with the Senate's advice, can effectively, without the bureaucratic hassle, make important decisions regarding issues concerning the Nordic people. Establish an elected all-Nordic parliament with legislative powers and the ability to act as the voice of the people to the Senate and leader. Reduce financial compensation for politicians to a more reasonable level. The motivation to become a member of parliament or a senator should be based on an idealist vision and a love of one's people. Introducing a democratic system similar to the direct democracy of the Swiss, with the decision-making elections driven by the citizens. As an alternative to today's multi-party system, let individuals in parliament, organizations, and movements bear the responsibility to independently advance political issues. A similar political system will be implemented on a local level with an elected mayor and local elections. Abolish the current law of incitement of racial hatred, hate speech. Implement laws against anti-Nordic and subversive propaganda and activities. Preserve freedom of association, freedom of assembly, the right to protest, and religious freedom in the Nordic nation. Number 5. Our mass media will be owned by citizens of the new Nordic nations. Both foreign and domestic media acting in a manner hostile to the Nordic people will have the possibility of being banned. A domination of media by any individual or conglomeration must be corrected. In the liberal democracy we live in today, it is considered a so-called freedom that a small and hidden elite with commercial and anti-Swedish interests may outright own the Swedish media. This freedom has given them the means to steer the thoughts and opinions of the people in whatever direction they please. In current times, this elite literally has a monopoly on the written word. It is a fact that a majority of the Swedish mass media is controlled by Zionists, with an admitted political and social agenda gaining their power either through powerful family clans like the Bonnier or through the banks from the USA. The Nordic resistance movement will create laws against anti-Nordic propaganda, make it possible for the government to ban media in the new Nordic nation that is acting or have acted against the Nordic people. Ensure that only Nordic citizens are allowed to own media in the Nordic nation. Ensure that any non-Nordic media corporations and organizations whose anti-Nordic propaganda is spread into the Nordic nation could be classified as foreign agents and banned. Clean up the media corporations. Journalistic collaborators who have participated in the anti-Nordic propaganda will be suspended from their jobs and thoroughly reviewed before they receive governmental approval to return to journalism. Initiate legal proceedings against those who have been especially active with anti-Nordic propaganda. Society will fare better when these individuals are isolated from the people. Transparency and cooperative decision-making within the media. It is essential that the media be able to investigate and scrutinize those in power in order to combat corruption. The media does not have the right to be hostile against the people or the government. But if, for example, a senator has undoubtedly proven to be corrupt, then the media would be in the right to reveal this to the people. Acts such as these are not to be viewed as anti-Nordic. On the contrary, they are to be viewed as pro-Nordic, as exposing such issues helps counteract and prevent corruption and abuse within the government. The Nordic resistance movement will redistribute parts of the confiscated media to the cooperatives and organizations through grants and funds, promote a diversity of media. Ensure that a majority of Nordic media is owned by the government, that is to say, the people. Government-owned media will work for the people. Commercial media is allowed to act freely as long as they do not carry out hostile or in any way subversive propaganda against the people. Assure that the transparency policy also applies to the media. With the exception of confidential sources, every individual citizen should be able to audit the auditor. Number 6. Create a modern society living in harmony with the laws of nature. Our animal protection laws will be developed with an emphasis on ethics and opposed to profits. Nature and all its resources will be utilized using common sense and with future generations in mind. Right of public accesses will be preserved and protected, a sustainable planet. In the age of liberal democracy, mankind has turned into a parasitic creature, squeezing out Earth's resources, leveling forests, and otherwise treating nature with reckless abandon to either feed its own lifestyle or to make the wealthy even wealthier. The Nordic resistance movement will combat this by being at the forefront of the environmental issues for which National Socialism has always advocated. By living naturally and thinking in the long term, we can create a sustainable planet for many generations to come. The Nordic resistance movement will be at the forefront of enforcing tougher environmental laws. Invest in the earth sciences and become a leader within the development and usage of renewable energy capable of powering homes, cars, industry, etc. Promote the replacement of the materialistically wasteful mentality of our society with an ecological sound mindset. Cooperate internationally to achieve this on a broader spectrum. Abolish ritual slaughter such as kosher and halal. Increase the penalty for crimes against animals. Ban painful animal testing. Promote a sound hunting and fishing policy where we only take what we need and adapt our lifestyle to nature, not the other way around. Increased protection for endangered domestic species that, due to human impacts, are declining in population. Maintain the strengthening of Sweden's animal protection laws. Current certified organic standards will be viewed as the lowest acceptable level. Stricter requirements will be put in place for animal husbandry, including pets and wild animals in captivity. Ensure that children both respect and understand nature at an early age, and that they come to have a holistic attitude towards nature. Children are to become nature's caretakers, not its parasites. Build housing areas with extensive open space on the outskirts of metropolitan areas, thereby creating better living conditions as well as less costly commuting options for those living in the countryside but working in cities. Promote a more vibrant and sustainable countryside. Favor small businesses based in rural areas and decentralize large parts of the public realm, including education, healthcare, and cultural and recreational facilities. End the exploitation of Nordic forests. In a healthy society, the forest and all other natural resources should not be used as an inexhaustible resource with only the maximization of profit as an end goal. Combat the industrialization of agriculture and animal husbandry. Strict bans against GMO, chemical fertilizers, and pesticides will be enforced. Promote small-scale agriculture. The more people who can supply themselves with food, the better. Biological diversity. By acknowledging that mankind is a part of nature, we must also realize that humans cannot be exempt from the laws of nature with regard to biological diversity. No true environmental party can support multiculturalism, as this genocidal ideology constitutes the polar opposite of biological diversity and evolutionary progress. We encourage a world of free nations, where races live separately but in cooperation with one another. We encourage a world where each race develops after their own surroundings in accordance with nature. Mass immigration, multiculturalism, and forced integration must be abolished in order for the richness and diversity of the world to survive. The Nordic Resistance Movement will firmly resist and remove the foreign species that have, via unnatural means, established themselves in the Nordic nature, so as to minimize any harmful effects to our indigenous flora and fauna. Combat multiculturalism and instead promote biological diversity in nature, even for humans. Number 7. Establish a national socialist society where the resources are distributed in such a way that benefits all people, both strong and weak, and where everybody has the opportunity to reach their fullest potential. A social welfare safety net shall be put in place, entrusting the people with both rights and obligations. The state will control all fundamental infrastructure of public interest, as controlling them would require a level of responsibility greater than what a private company can reliably deliver. A spirit of entrepreneurship and innovation will be encouraged. National socialism is not about lowering everybody to the same minimal level in the name of equality and fairness, but rather it is about recognizing that people are different and capitalizing on each individual's unique capabilities in the best possible way. Simply put, the Nordic Resistance Movement is striving to achieve a revolutionary transformation of our people's way of thinking by altering several points that, when combined, can achieve this goal. A prerequisite for establishing this united national community is to first dismantle the multi-ethnic society we have today, as a mixing of races and cultures in itself creates smaller societal groups, each with their own vested interests. Everybody has both the right and obligation to employment. Employment is so much more than just earning money, as it also fulfills an individual's social needs and provides a sense of self-worth as a contributing member of society. No able-bodied person should be able to leech off the work of others. It is the responsibility of the government to ensure that nobody remains idle and to provide education and retraining as needed to keep individuals gainfully employed. For example, if a factory worker develops a shoulder injury, that person will be retrained for a better suited job instead of being retired and receiving a disability pension. The same would apply for someone in a senior management who suffers a mental breakdown. A person with a physical limitation or a person with a mental limitation will hold a job that they are capable of handling. Those who, through a lack of will or sheer laziness, do not work will have no access to the social welfare safety net. This approach, where everyone is contributing, combined with technological advancements, will enable us to have shorter work days. Shorter work days would mean that individuals would have more free time to engage in club activities, to spend with family, to create culture, etc. In turn, this would increase the well-being of the people as well as benefiting society as a whole. With both sides at the table, an agreement must be reached between employers and employees regarding their legal rights and obligations, as opposed to having agreements brokered through industry-specific unions and employer organizations. The good of the people, in its entirety, must be the guiding principle, not what is best for a singular group. Elected representatives in every workplace will cooperate with the heads of the company to attain the best possible sense of community within that workplace. A government agency will be set up to support the rights of both employers and employees, and will intervene when conflicts of interest arise. Employees' rights will be extensive and protected. The Nordic Resistance Movement will provide an able-bodied people with gainful employment. Create an employment agency with an exclusive responsibility of matching the right work with the right people. Ensure the creation of a flexible system to allow for the education or retraining of individuals as necessary for their own needs and for the needs of the society. Eliminate unemployment benefits for those who absolutely do not wish to work. Legislate rights and obligations for employers and employees instead of allowing industry-specific unions and employer organizations to negotiate for individual terms and conditions. Establish a government agency that ensures cooperation between employers and employees while also supervising their rights and obligations. Strive to introduce a 6-hour workday. Social welfare safety net and general welfare. In the same way that the government has a responsibility to provide employment to those who are able-bodied, so too do they have responsibility to care for those who are not. Those who are sick or injured to such an extent they cannot work at all must receive the support they need from the community to be able to live a decent and dignified life. The social welfare safety net must apply equally to all people regardless of income. It should not develop into a class issue. A considerable budget will be allocated to ensure that fitness and sports programs, as well as health and social care, all hold the highest possible standard. The Nordic Resistance Movement will provide all citizens who are not capable of working or receiving retraining, whether it be short-term or long-term, the right to welfare assistance to ensure they have an equal quality of life compared to those who are working. Guarantee free health care and dental care for all citizens. Routine health checkups will be available to assist with a timely prevention of illness. Ensure that recreational and athletic activities considered beneficial to public health, the national community principle, or education, being based on a sliding scale to a point of being essentially free for those in the lowest income bracket, general public interests. Certain industries undoubtedly thrive off competition and a free market, but there are other industries that can be considered to be a public interest. In these industries, profits may never become more important than quality, ethics, and humane factors. A government whose mission is to serve its people has a completely different level of accountability and long-term planning than a private company with a high demand for profit. For example, a government-owned bank could offer interest-free loans. Government-owned media could be free from advertising. A government-owned bus company could operate in rural areas that a private company would deem not profitable. Furthermore, government ownership over areas of public interest ensures that healthcare, education, and social welfare are equally available to all and will never develop into a class issue where the affluent have access to superior services. Private enterprise. Although the government in most respects guarantees long-term thinking and responsibility, it would be more beneficial for people if they did not get involved in certain industries but instead promote free enterprise. The Nordic Resistance Movement wants there to be a strong spirit of enterprise and innovation in the Nordic nation, and for there to be as much production and commerce as possible within the borders of the Nordic region, small local businesses will be encouraged by providing favorable conditions. The Nordic resistance movement will introduce a tariff on goods imported from outside of the Nordic nation that could otherwise be produced in the Nordic nation, subsidize organic, local, environmental friendly products, make it easier for small local businesses to compete with major corporations through tax credits and other financial measures, penalize companies financially who choose to relocate their production outside of the borders of the Nordic nation, ensure that the federal and local government always choose and purchase from local, sound Nordic companies, research the spirit of innovation, art, and cultural works. Research, innovation, art, and works of high culture are things that have historically distinguished the Nordic race from others. Without our own and other Western peoples' achievement and ingenuity in these areas, the progress of mankind would have come to a standstill centuries ago. The Nordic nation must cherish and make use of this creativity and promote and nurture it in the future. The Nordic resistance movement will set aside large grants for research related to improving public health, the environment, and defense, and include studies of criminology in order to prevent crime. Research that provides a greater understanding of the universe and laws of nature will be encouraged. Issue scholarships and grants to individuals who, by their own initiative, aid the advancement of research in areas for the public good. Develop research and innovation centers where the government, universities, and private companies join together to educate and create an environment where enterprising and intelligent citizens can participate in driving forward development. Provide a government-guaranteed income to promising artists, writers, composers, musicians, filmmakers, and other working in cultural arts. And that's not actually too different from how it was in the past. You'd have the aristocracy often funding these talents like a Beethoven's and Mozart's of their time. And, you know, without their funding of these people, you know, never having these great works of high culture that are timeless. As far as schools and education, the Nordic resistance movement will replace the democratic indoctrination of schools with national socialist values where character development, national community and identity, and a great respect for nature and its laws are implemented from the earliest years. Allocate school hours for physical and outdoor education. These hours will replace classes that the majority of students will not benefit from in real life. Introduce class groupings based on skill level and knowledge. Reintroduce behavioral grades from the first grade and strengthen the authority of the teacher. Use student counselors to ensure that the education of students from the junior high school level is more self-directed, individualistic, and work-orientated. Introduce a voluntary manual labor program with a minimal 6-month duration. All individuals must complete their service in order to be granted access to the country's colleges and universities, as well as be eligible for employment and government service. Family policy and the role of women. It goes without saying that women should be able to have employment, but both society and media must make it abundantly clear that employment is not obligatory. Should one instead decide to choose family, there is nothing wrong in aspiring to be a good mother for a large family instead of pursuing a career outside the home. The Nordic woman must be respected, a concept no other contemporary movement promotes, and the status of motherhood must be elevated. Many industries in the Nordic region today do not choose the best man or woman to perform a certain job. Instead, they follow a nonsensical doctrine of equality, which results in less qualified people being hired in order to fulfill required quotas. Needless to say, this practice must come to an end. There are some professions that are generally better suited for women and others that are generally better suited for men. No woman, for example, should be denied the opportunity to work as a firefighter, as no man should be denied the opportunity to work as a nurse. But if they were to be selected, then it must be because that they are the ones who are best suited for the job and who best meets the requirements regardless of gender. Equal pay for equal work would of course apply. The Nordic resistance movement will elevate the role of women in society as being chiefly responsible for the unity and well-being of the family without resulting in forcing women away from the labor market. double the length of time for parental leave, and increase the lowest compensation levels to 100% of what women would earn were she back at work. All paternal leave days should be transferable to the mother so she may stay with the child for the entire period, should she wish to do so. Offer free child care as necessary. Preschools will focus on outdoor activities to an even higher extent than schools. Increase child financial benefits as well as financial incentives for additional children, which will help promote for larger families. Ban the quota system based on gender, origin, or sexual orientation. Promote and elevate natural family ideal between man and women. Ban homosexual marriage and adoption. Outlaw the homosexual lobby and other propaganda targeted at the natural family unit. Ban flagrant homosexuality in the public realm. As far as the pension, the Nordic resistance movement will increase the national pension to such a point where private savings are no longer necessary. A population of poverty-stricken retirees will be unknown to future generations. Establish a government-owned retiree organization which retirees can choose to work for the community on a volunteer basis. Taxation policy? Naturally, the tax rate in our country will not be unnecessarily high, as the government has no interest in profits. The tax rates will instead be in close relation to the expenses of government. When the Nordic nation is decoupled from the current financial system, which has plundered us for years, we will be able to have a lower tax rate than we have today. The Nordic resistance movement will manage finances in such a way that the average person will see the benefits of paying taxes, lower taxes, and thereby simultaneously boost the health of the public realm, general welfare, and social welfare safety net. Number 8. Reinstate the national compulsory military service and increase and expand all branches of the armed forces. All those who have completed their military service will retain their weapons and equipment. Every citizen should be able to contribute to the defense of the nation against both external and domestic threats. The Nordic resistance movement will reinstate a national compulsory military service and extend the service time to at least 2 years. Strengthen and modernize all branches of the armed forces. Allow women a shorter basic military training with the opportunity to voluntarily undergo the same service time as men. After having completed their military service, ensure that both men and women are continually retrained and updated in their military training. This will keep the population capable of defending the Nordic nation. Establish an offensive military capability that, if necessary, can quickly intervene in our immediate region. Normalize the idea of being a soldier and encourage military careers. Create opportunities for young boys and girls to familiarize themselves with the military at an early age through visits to military installations. Allow them to learn about and to respect the life and role of the soldier. Provide the collective Nordic research institutions with much larger grants for military-related research and development. Ensure that all those who have completed their national compulsory military service will store and maintain their weapon in civilian life. If an individual proves to be irresponsible with his weapon, his right to it will be relinquished. Allow citizens the legal right to practice self-defense in their homes, even if it entails employing their service rifle. The Nordic resistance movement will strengthen our National Guard. Have the capacity to mobilize our military forces to aid in disaster relief. Be prepared to aid other nations in the event of a considerable catastrophe. Continually educate our citizens in emergency management. Okay, and to the last point now. Number 9. Establish a constitutional state where all citizens are equal in the eyes of the law. Educated lawyers will judge in Nordic courts. A people's court, jury-style court, will be created for trying serious cases of treason against the people. Equality before the law. In today's democratic dictatorship, racial foreigners as well as religious and LGBT minorities are treated as more worthy of protection than other citizens. Although it clearly states in the Constitution that everybody is equal and deserves equal protection before the law, this is one of the core foundations of our political system. Ethnic Nordics especially those who champion for their people's survival and who express criticism against mass immigration, receive overly harsh punishment. The Nordic Resistance Movement will ensure that all citizens, regardless of origin, political, or religious beliefs, have freedom of speech, right to assembly, and just trials in a court of law on equal terms. All citizens in the free Nordic nation will be viewed as equal before the law. Prohibit discrimination and quotas in workplaces, so-called affirmative action. Revoke the current hate speech law. Laws that prohibit intimidation, violence, defamation, etc. can be put in place to apply to all citizens equally. Establish a constitutional state where the legislative power is separate from the executive power. In other words, laws are enacted by a publicly elected parliament, but these laws are then carried out by independent courts and government agencies without interference from other authorities. In accordance with the principles of the constitutional state, abolish the current lay judge system. Only educated lawyers, not politicians, may judge in our courts. Ensure that government agencies do not take political position in their governance. A government official, or the entire agency for that matter, is not allowed to take a political stance while in uniform or while displaying anything indicating that the person is a member of that agency. A government official can, of course, take a personal political stance if it is clear that it is taken as an independent individual and not as a representative of the agency. Ensure that government agencies and other public organizations do not take a stance on political issues unless it has been made abundantly clear that this opinion is within the innate scope of activity of that agency or organization. Organizations that are exempt from this are those that are specifically responsible for education, such as schools, whose practices will be based on national socialist values. Crime and punishment. Correctional facilities of today are in many respects failures, as being jailed is more akin to storage than actual rehabilitation. We will not doom former convicts to always be outsiders in society, but instead ensure that correctional facilities rehabilitate prisoners to such an extent that once they serve their sentence, they will have an honest chance for a new life. Those who are serving a prison sentence will work hard to atone for their crimes, but they will also know that once they are released, there will be somewhere to go, that employment and housing will be waiting for them, and that any debts or negative credit history they have had will be reduced if not eliminated based on work completed during their incarceration. Those who have served their sentence will also have received therapeutic help, become educated, and receive valuable lessons for the future. They will also have been made to understand what national community and identity means. This will minimize the risk for repeat offenders and therefore benefit society as a whole. The Nordic Resistance Movement will create a society with sound values and national identity, which will in turn lead to lower crime rates. Increase the penalties for crimes committed against children, the elderly, and animals, and for severe sexual and drug-related crimes. Introduce capital punishment, which will be exercised only in the cases of particularly ruthless or severe crimes, and where the evidence is considered to be beyond any reasonable doubt. Give those who have served their sentence the opportunity for a new life, free from debts and a negative credit history, and with the knowledge, training, and attitude needed to handle a guaranteed employment. Increase the amount of open prison facilities with labor obligation for prisoners. Emphasize criminology research in order to prevent crime. Give mental health care the resources they need to truly treat their patients instead of merely prescribing antidepressants. And that brings us to an end of the Nordic Resistance Movement platform. As we can see, it is a political ideology that uses both aspects of individualism and collectivism, as all third position philosophies do, and with the emphasis on preserving and enhancing the Nordic peoples and the culture of the Nordic peoples. And lastly, we'll finish with a quick afterword from Simon Lindberg. He says, "We who have authored this publication are well aware that every single detail has not been clarified and that the reader may be left with remaining questions. It was not our intention to meticulously review every detail, but rather to approach it with a broader stroke. In the future, with the foundation laid in this party platform, we will be able to release supplementary publications and political material that can address questions by highlighting problematic issues and providing solutions where needed. We also understand that someone reading this platform may not fully agree with every single point that has been brought up. There has even been disagreements on some minor points among those who have worked on this party platform. There is nothing wrong with these disagreements at all. In fact, it is both sound and completely natural for people to have differing opinions on different issues. It is most certainly the same when it comes to all publications of an ideological nature. There are likely plenty of Democrats who do not endorse every word written in their party platform, much as there were plenty of Germans who are not in 100% agreement with everything said by the NSDAP. To allow minor disagreements like these act as an excuse to not get involved in the struggle would be purely egocentric. If you can support most of what is written in this platform, and if you agree that our people's survival and freedom is worth something, you too should join our cause. These details can be debated freely in a new Nordic nation once the most pressing threats have been averted, and we have freed our people from Zionism and sent home the foreigners who do not belong here. The Nordic Resistance Movement is the only organization in the Nordic region that stands ready before the challenges of the future. Our political goals, with the writing of this political platform, are now clearly established. What we need now is more women and men ready to do their part in order to bring victory to our cause. This is where you, the reader, comes in. If you are not already a part of the Nordic Resistance Movement, then make sure to join us. Do it today, for tomorrow there may not be a Nordic region left to liberate.